And now an item about the council planning to axe the flowers in hanging baskets. Floral displays and hanging baskets could soon disappear from some of Calderdale's high streets as the council looks to slash costs in the face of government cuts. An email circulated by the Safer, Cleaner, Greener team, which is responsible for the majority of displays throughout Calderdale, revealed there is an intense pressure on its budgets, and it would be unsustainable for the council to continue providing them free of charge. It said currently the distribution and supply of hanging baskets and floral displays throughout Calderdale varies considerably. In some areas, local businesses fund the purchase and maintenance of baskets, but in other places, these costs are met by the council. This is not only inequitable, but is financially unsustainable in current times. And we now need to consider alternative ways of providing floral colour in our towns and villages. Therefore, from 2017, it is proposed that the council will no longer provide hanging baskets and floral displays free of charge anywhere in the borough. We want all our towns and villages to be colourful, but we need to find other ways of achieving this, rather than the council simply being expected to meet the cost. It goes on to say that in the centre of Halifax and parts of Todmorden, Hebden Bridge and Elland, local businesses already pay for the service. In other areas, parish and town councils also support the cost of floral displays, and the Safer, Cleaner, Greener team said it would work closely with groups and businesses to search for other funding opportunities in time for 2017. Calderdale's Conservative group has slammed the plans. Its leader, Councillor Scott Benton, who is also a Brighouse councillor, said stunning displays would be lost. Hanging baskets and floral displays increase footfall in shopping areas, making the sales environment more conducive to stimulating the local economy, which will not only help local businesses and create jobs, but also increase council revenues, he said. He added the group strongly objects to the plans and said Labour have chosen it as an easy target for cuts, without thought as to how it may affect the local economy. But Tim Swift, leader of Calderdale Council, accused the Conservative group of looking to score cheap political points, raising the issue when they have refused to join us in standing up to government and demanding a better deal. Calderdale Council were unable to say which displays or baskets would be affected or how much money would be saved. A spokesperson said this is about having a consistent approach to ensure the council recovers the cost it incurs for a service that is not statutorily required to undertake.